The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. It seems like Monday because we were not here yesterday. But indeed, I checked the calendar and it is Tuesday. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, it was a rough night here in Ohio. Joy and I came back from the Gatlinburg area last evening, and boy, we came back to a wild evening weather-wise. It is being reported that possibly 50 individual tornadoes hit Ohio and the surrounding states last evening. Here in Ohio, at least 86 people have been treated in local hospitals for injuries related to the storms. At least one person is dead. That is a tragedy, but by looking at the pictures of the devastation, I think we can be very thankful that there was only one person dead. An elderly gentleman was killed as a car was blown into his home. A series of EF3 tornadoes hit Salina. I think that's Salina, Trotwood, Beaver Creek, and then an EF1 in the town of Roseville in Muskingum County, and two tornadoes were reported in Pickaway County. And as I said, at least 86 people have been treated in local hospitals for injuries related to the storm. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is surveying the damage today as we speak. Many homes destroyed in the Dayton area. There was so much debris on I-75 north of Dayton that the state of Ohio actually put their snowplows back on to clear the debris off the interstate highway, Highway 75, north of Dayton. At one point, there were at least 5 million people in Ohio that was without power. I'm not sure this is true, but one report I read, that was half of the entire state of Ohio was without power, at least for part of the evening last night and the day today. So a very, very rough night weather-wise. There was some damage here in the central Ohio area, in the Columbus area. I don't think anything serious. Some roofs were damaged, trees blown down, and so forth. There were tornado warnings in the central Ohio area, but I have not yet read of any tornadoes that actually touched down in the Columbus area. And again, we can be very thankful for that. But pray for the families impacted. Plus, there were many businesses and large warehouses in the Dayton area that were completely destroyed, which means a lot of people are going to be out of work for an extended period of time. As repairs are made, some of the businesses are going to have to be rebuilt. I saw some pictures of some massive warehouses over in the Dayton area that had the entire roof blown off. The interior was completely destroyed. All of the products, the goods inside were destroyed. I saw it looked like a potato chip warehouse. I don't know that it was the factory, but there were a bunch of the delivery trucks just blown over on their side in the parking lot outside of the warehouse. So a lot of damage, a lot of people having to deal with losing everything but their lives. Gratefully, they thankfully, they didn't lose their lives, but, you know, losing everything, that's just difficult to imagine. A lot of people deserve our prayers today. And more severe weather is predicted for the next 2 to 3 days. So we will keep you up to date on that. If there are any severe weather warnings or watches that are issued while we're on the air, we will certainly pass those along to you. I hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I do. I hope you had a great time. Joy and I, we had a phenomenal weekend. We were able to get away. We went down to the Gatlinburg area. I was raised on Southern gospel music. That has always been my favorite music. When everybody else, you know, when I was a teenager, when everybody else was listening to Elvis Presley and Fats Domino, I was listening to J.K.S. and the Statesman Quartet and the Blackwood Brothers. That's just what I was raised with. And we've always enjoyed the Gaithers, Bill and Gloria, and their musical accomplishments and the Gaither Vocal Band and so forth. And they had their 29th Family Fest down in Gatlinburg over the weekend at the Gatlinburg Convention Center. We had never, ever been to the Family Fest, never been to the Gatlinburg Convention Center. And over Memorial Day weekend, traffic was an absolute nightmare in Gatlinburg. If you've ever been to Gatlinburg on a holiday, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, don't go. We were able to find some shortcuts, though, around through the hills and avoided a lot of the traffic finally. But the music was incredible. A pastor by the name of Jim Lyon, never heard of him, ever, preached on Sunday morning. Oh, my goodness. One of the most powerful messages I've heard in a long, long time on our identity in Christ. Can't describe it to you. And if I tried, it would not do it service. It was just, and the music was great. It was relaxing, refreshing. And we got back last night, tired, weary, physically, but spiritually and emotionally uplifted. It was just a very, very encouraging weekend for us. And we're just so grateful for the little weekends every once in a while that Joy and I have to get away and to be ministered to. We're out ministering to someone just about every weekend, giving out. It's wonderful just to sit and soak it in and to be ministered to. So glad to be back today. I am grateful for Don Crow, my dear friend up in Washington, D.C., who was gracious to fill in and simulcast his program from Washington. And I know you enjoyed Don, as I told you Wednesday of last week. He has won just a multitude of awards for his program. He is literally a radio legend in the Washington, D.C. area. He's been with our Washington, D.C. affiliate, WAVA, for over 20 years. He's been on the air. And a godly man, a man of God. And it was just a privilege to have him fill in for me. While I was gone, and to all the staff here for making it possible, Jeff the engineer who made sure that everything worked well, and Aaron, my producer, who put together the best of for the 3:30 to 4 segment each of those 2 days. I'm just blessed to work with all these folks at WRFD. And so it's good to be back today. I hope you had a blessed, refreshing weekend as we recalled the sacrifice of our men and women who have given their all for our freedom and for our liberty. Please, let's please not forget our precious people who have served in our armed forces for well over 200 years and the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands who have laid down their life for the cause of freedom. So I hope you had a great weekend. We did, but it's great to be back today. Listen, I've got so many stories to cover with you today. I've got a special guest at the top of the hour. Fiasco up in Delaware at the library has made national news, and I'm glad it has. It needs to be exposed for what it is. And sooner or later, I'm going to tell you why I probably will never buy another Gillette product again. And I believe I have good cause for that. So a lot to deal with today, so give me every moment that you possibly can. I've got some really important stories to share with you today. So don't go away. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Hey, I got to tell you something funny that happened today, or at least I thought it was funny. And then I'll get to the important stuff. Got home last night. We'd been gone, you know, a couple of days. And going through the mail. And here is a letter marked urgent, very important. And it was from a particular automaker, which she'll go unnamed. And it said, open immediately. Okay, all right, I opened immediately. And at the top, it said, urgent, in huge letters. And then it says, your vehicle has been involved in an urgent recall. And evidently, my car, I didn't know it, but my car, the car that I drive every day, and it's not new, it's in 2008, but it's part of that Takata airbag recall. That was a long time ago. I don't know why they're just getting around to telling me now. But anyway, this letter says, and it was, you know, life-threatening. Your car is dangerous. If you were involved in an accident, you could die. These airbags have been known to do this and this and this, and shards of metal, you know, have killed people. And call this number or text this number immediately so we can set up your free recall. And I mean, it was dangerous. Call now. You could die. Okay, all right. So I got into the office this morning, and I came in kind of early, and I thought, you know, I'll check this out. And said I could call, and it was an 800 or an 888 number, or you could text. I thought, you know, if I call an 800 number, I'll be on hold for the next 45 minutes. So then I'll text. So I sent, you know, it says text 55346 to 88. Okay, so I texted. And immediately, instantaneously, I got a text back. Thank you for contacting us about the urgent recall of the airbags in your vehicle. And that was it. Thanks for contacting us. Didn't tell me what was going to be next or, you know, just as, okay. So I waited a while. There was nothing. So finally I texted back. I said, what is next? Sent. And it was probably 30 minutes later, I suppose, I get a text, and it seems like a real person is texting me. You know, give us the VIN number of your car and the zip code where you live and all this information. Okay, and I put all that in. And they said, okay, let's see, what was next? Ask me a whole bunch of other questions. And then finally it said, are you available on June 12th? I thought I could die today. I thought this was urgent. You got to call us today or you could die. Could you get in on June 12th? Well, I can't. Believe it or not, I have a doctor's appointment that I've had for a long time, and it's very important, and there is no way I'm going to reschedule this doctor's appointment. I've been waiting for it. So I texted back, no, I can't come in on the 12th. So so we went back. Well, could you come on this? No, that's in the afternoon. I do a live radio program. So finally, I think I'm going in on June 13th, I think. The morning of June 13th to get my airbag replaced, because if I don't, I could die today. But they can't get me in until the middle of June. So I just thought that was I thought that was a little funny. So anyway, all right, this is not funny. You've heard of University of Mount Union? I think, isn't this the school that has the football team that has gone undefeated, you know, for 147 years? Well, I didn't know this, but they are affiliated with the United Methodist Church. Well, they were. No more. They have voted, the Board of Trustees has voted overwhelmingly to end, cease, cut, split their relationship with the United Methodist Church, because back in February, the United Methodist Church decided to do what was right and biblical on the issue of marriage. Yeah, the General Conference of the United Methodist Church voted to obey God. And that's exactly what they did. They voted to obey God, the United Methodist Church. And because the denomination decided to honor and obey God, the University of Mount Union says, we are out of here. Because, well, University President W. Richard Merriman Jr. said, the school wants a diverse campus. He says it became difficult to see how the denomination's recent actions could be reconciled with the university's values. That's what the United Methodist Church has believed for about 400 years. Recent actions? Yeah, the United Methodist Church affirmed what they have believed for about 400 years. But University of Mount Union says, we're out of here. We're gone. Do the right thing, folks, and you will be scorned and ridiculed.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.